The U.S. Census Bureau recently confirmed it plans to end all counting at the end of September. This has some concern that not everyone will be counted in New Mexico. I talked about this with New Mexico Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, how do you think this move by the U.S. Census Bureau is going to impact New Mexico?
Thank you, Anthony. And it definitely is an important topic because it doesn't only affect what happens in New Mexico in the near future. It lasts for the whole decade. And so the surprise announcement that came that the counting was going to end September 30th, as opposed to originally when it was in October, at the end of October, that has sent some concerns, and it could have a tremendous impact if we're not able to catch up within that timeline, because a lot of plans were in place for programs and activities to take place that would do a head count with that October date in mind.
What communities have the most to lose?
I think the communities that could have the most to lose are those that need the services the most. We know in our areas, the colonias, for example, can benefit greatly from road projects, from infrastructure projects, which all ties into census counts. And we also have in the much needed areas in our tribal lands. And knowing that the people who come from those communities, when we talk about broadband and access issues to the internet, these are the funds that could be beneficial in helping with that. But yet, we do see with many of the efforts that have been done to disincentivize people to be counted could have a tremendous impact on us. So I want to encourage all the people from the colonias, all the people from the small rural communities, please be counted. Make sure that you are part of the population count that would help New Mexico get the funding that it needs.
New Mexico is unique in that it also is home to tribes and pueblos. Do you have any concerns, or have you had conversations with leaders in those communities on how the census is operating in those communities?
We've had tremendous concerns from the beginning because we know that that traditionally there has been an undercount in those areas. But now when you have the massive outbreak that took place with COVID, and we saw what happened up in the McKinley County and San Juan County areas, that it's really slowed down the process where we normally would have had people going door to door, doing all we could to get the counts as accurate as possible. That's been slowed down. But we also see that now with the change of the deadline, those efforts are going to have to be ramped up and really be done so aggressively. And so my encouragement to those tribal leaders is the same thing that I'm sharing with the people of the state of New Mexico. It's a simple, easy process. You can get done with it in less than 10 minutes, and the questions are safe. They're not intrusive. Wanting to make sure that, above all, we understand that the census is important because we are all in this together.
Another thing that the census is able to collect data on includes how we end up deciding what congressional districts we have before us. How do you see the Census Bureau and the efforts to count the population impacting how we cast our ballots moving forward?
It's an excellent point, Anthony. And again, because the congressional seats, which New Mexico currently has three congressional representatives, those are key because they have dividing up of states in the rural areas and the larger areas. And you have a voice out there in Washington who's going to fight for you, who's going to seek resources and do what needs to be done. If we have a severe undercount, that could jeopardize us from going from three congressional representatives to two congressional representatives, which weaken our position up in Washington in fighting for more resources and making sure we have that direct voice there.
You get a letter from the Census Bureau in the mail. They give you a code. You can go online and fill it out. If people can't go online, what are their options for responding to the census?
Yeah, thank you for that, Anthony, because I know that a lot of people got in the mail, just like I did. This was right when the pandemic had hit, requesting that you go in and you fill out the application and send it on in. A lot has changed since then. A lot of those letters may have been misplaced, maybe have been thrown away. And because that's happened, people may feel like they don't have the documentation necessary to do that, but you still can do it. You still can go and make sure that you're heard. And you're right, you can do it in several ways. One of the ways that I want to make sure that people know is 2020census.gov. You can do it off your phone. you can go in and off the computer and do that. But we understand that not everybody has the access to the technology, and people may not have the access of what needs to be done there. So you can call, simply call 1-844-330-2020. That's 1-844-330-2020. And give the information there. Again, it's safe. It's not going to ask the questions that people sometimes fear is going to be used for other purposes that it's not intended for. That's not the case. But if people do get phone calls or they feel that they're being asked questions that are asking about their citizenship, asking about their political affiliation or their social security card, please report that to newmexico.gov because that's not part of the census question.
New Mexico Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales, thank you so much for joining us to discuss the U.S. Census and the impact it has on New Mexico.
Thank you, Anthony. I always enjoy being on the air with you.